Good morning. Fun fact, yeah. Elton John played the piano for the Cheers.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, it was Elton John.
Was it?
Yeah. No, it wasn't. I got you.
I knew it.
You're so stupid. God.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Well, you just heard Motley Crue. And speaking of Motley Crue, when they wrapped up their farewell tour in 2015, they reportedly signed a document blocking them from ever hitting the road together again. Whether or not that agreement extends to recording is up for debate, as drummer Tommy Lee and bassist Nikki Sixx were in the studio Tuesday with the band's producer, Bob Rock.
Come on.
What?
It can't have a farewell tour and then do it. How many bands are doing this?
Kiss has had like nine farewell tours.
Yes. This is the last time you'll ever. You can't use that. I'm sorry. It's getting old. This is the very last time you'll ever see us live.
You know what it does.
So you better buy your tickets.
Buy your tickets, buy the merchandise, shirts that say farewell tour, all that stuff. Yep. So a photo was posted on the band's Facebook page, and Tommy added a video to his Instagram page with the caption, quote, "It's that new shiz." He said a different word, but I'm going to say shiz because I'm on air. This has, of course, led to speculation that they're working on music for their biopic, The Dirt, which is headed to Netflix. So maybe it's just music that they're working on for that. If they signed a contract, I don't know what it would be to get them out of it to go on the road, but...
God, it pisses me off.
He's so angry. Well, it always goes back to me, like... They have more than enough money than they know what to do with.
How about this? How about just, bring it back. Just call it a different name. Come out with a new band.
With a new band?
Just a new band name. It could be the same band, same everything.
What about the band formerly known as Motley Crue?
Fine, call it that. I don't care. But you know what? If you have a farewell tour, that's it. You're done.
You know what we need to do? We need to have a farewell show, and then we come back like 2 weeks later.
2 weeks later.
You know what?
And we're back.
That's what we're going to do. Every time we take vacation, it's our farewell show.
Farewell.
This is it. This is the last bit.
Hey.
Listen while you can.
We might as well, Brock. Let's just hop on that train.
I got another story that's going to upset you. Metallica's whiskey, which they announced back in the spring, will finally be available in September.
My God. Dude.
The group, which had a rock hit 20 years ago with a cover of Whiskey in the Jar from Thin Lizzy, teamed up with a former Maker's Mark distiller, Dave Pickerell, for Blackened American Whiskey. The public will get its first taste today at two locations in Madison, Wisconsin, where Metallica will launch their North American tour on Sunday. It will also be made available in most cities where the tour stops before it wraps up in March, which is awesome because they're coming to Michigan.
Okay.
What?
Just
let the guys, let them have their watches. Why are you so pissy this
morning? I got my Metallica watch and my Metallica bottle of whiskey.
Yeah.
How much do you think that bottle of whiskey is going to cost?
Probably not that much. It doesn't say.
Did you really say not that much?
Probably not that much.
For a low price of $49.99 a bottle.
I bet you it'll probably be a special edition stuff, so it may be a little bit more, but I think we should get some for the studio.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make you drink it.
Smash it over your brain. Dude, it's just too much. It's too much.
Break the bottle
you know
and
what?
Cut your throat.
How about this? You just keep making music like you used to. You know, you don't need the whiskey. You don't need the watches.
I hope Metallica's listening right now.
I hope they are.
And I hope you're hurting their feelings.
You know?
Hope you feel bad.
It's just a money. What a money grab, dude.
That's your rock news.